The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. Glad you're joining us. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner, joined in the studio today by Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana running the studio. So if you have questions at any time during this program, you need to keep this number handy, because whether we're in a commercial break or on air, doesn't matter. You got a question, we are here for you. We are here to answer those questions. That is the purpose of our program. Let me give you that number, and we're going to give it throughout the program so that you can take advantage of picking our brains right here in the studio. Here's our phone number for the Money Makeover Show and the Money Makeover team. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. Well, Jamie, looks like we had a big bounce upward in the stock markets after kind of taking it on the chin. And so what are we looking like this morning?
Well, it is a new day, and yes, we've had a bounce in the markets this morning. The Dow is up about 25 points. The S&P 500 is up almost 4. NASDAQ is down 2 points. So just a little bit of a rebound. Mm-hmm. NASDAQ is the only one down this morning currently.
Well, it's not really down. I mean,
yeah,
it's like
basically
practically
flat.
A nothing.
You know, that's not a big bounce on the Dow or the S&P either. So basically the markets have been a little bit flat, but it's better looking at green numbers than red numbers.
I'll go for that. Absolutely. And by the way, you know, we've been asked several times in the last few weeks, and certainly this topic comes up fairly often. You know, if I'm looking at investing, whether it's in my 401k, my 403b plan, my IRA, a brokerage account, whatever, if you're doing individual securities like stocks, all right, or if you're doing the mutual fund types of investments that you have inside of your retirement plans, usually 401ks, et cetera, mm-hmm. in there, which philosophy wins? Investing in growth-oriented securities or value-oriented securities? Now, we're going to take a little break here and come back and go into this a little bit more, because Jamie's got some new stats over which of those two has won out over the last 25 years, right?
Yeah, we've got a chart that indicates what the returns have been, and also the standard deviation. We'll talk about the, you know, standard deviation has to deal with volatility.
Mm.
And those are those ups and downs that make your stomach upset.
And then, of course, we want to look at how much money would you have made investing in one batch of things versus the other, growth versus value. And maybe it'll give you a little bit of a hint as to why things happen, so you don't have to feel powerless when you're looking at your statements, right? Yeah. So we're going to help you out with that. Plus, I had a question about borrowing from a 401k plan. I started on that last program on Monday. So we'll go into a little bit more about that, and we'll take a look at the other investment news of the day that you need to know about. And again, we shut up and take your questions when you call us. So don't sit idly by when you have us at your disposal right now on the air. And we're going to take a little commercial break. So that means you can call us in private. No one else will hear you but us on the phone. And here's that number again, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. The Money Makeover Show, we'll be right back.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard.
Hi, this is Randy.
And this is Susan. And we are here to thank you for your support of Higgins South Shore, located at 2236 Market.
I've been there, and it is awesome. Great fashion, shoes, jewelry, and gift items at low prices. Bargains galore, the best shopping in all of Washington County.
Come see us. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 12 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 2. We're located at the Sutherland Shopping Center.
Thank you for your support, and God bless you.
Hard work requires tough equipment, like a Bobcat compact track loader. And now, for a limited time, you can get a new compact track loader with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months at Bobcat of the Brazos Valley. Skip financing and get up to $4,800 in rebates. There's more. Trade in your used Bobcat brand loader for a new one and receive a $2,000 rebate. Get going at Bobcat of the Brazos Valley.com.
Rebates vary by models with approved credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
When your child needs back-to-school vaccinations and sports physicals, the team of physicians at the Burnham Clinic has you covered. They're also here to treat illnesses and injuries for your entire family. Their kid-friendly physicians bring an energetic, caring approach to medicine where patients are treated like family. And it's not uncommon for the physicians at the Burnham Clinic to treat generations of the same family. For hours and to schedule an appointment, visit BurnhamClinic.com or call 979-836-6153.
Want to have some fun? Then get over to Rob's Fun Center at 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenna for the latest in side-by-sides, ATVs, motorcycle, and personal watercraft. Rob's Fun Center has complete lines of Polaris, Yamaha, and Arctic Cat, plus a full-service shop that's capable of doing everything from routine maintenance to complete rebuilds on the brands they sell and on competitive brands. Find out more about Rob's Fun Center at 979-836-2700. Have fun on a motorcycle or ATV from Rob's Fun Center in Brenna. Quality sales, parts, and service.
Submitted for your approval. KWHI 1280 has the cure for summer sequelitis. The signpost up ahead reads, The Sequel Zone. At KWHI, we're helping you say goodbye to school and work and hello to summertime fun. And we're doing it with family four packs of tickets to great summer destinations like Grand Station at College Station, Natural Bridge Caverns at New Braunfels, Silver Wing Skating in Brenham, and the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. All you have to do is star in a KWHI 1280 movie game. Just be caller 6 at 836-9937 when you hear the call of the director.
Lights, camera, roll film, and action.
You'll get to spin the Wheel of Hunger Games. The spins continue and star in your own movie game. We'll also be giving away grand prize weekends with overnight stays at the T-Bar M Resort in New Braunfels and Casa del Mar Beachfront Suites on Galveston Island. Your summer sequelitis cure is brought to you by
American Overhead Door, Herman Furniture, and Topper's Liquor in Brenham, and Washington County Tractor in Brenham, Brian Navasota, and Seeley.
Cure your summer sequelitis with KWHI 1280.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That is NEAL Financial. Offices in Central Texas, our location for that, of course, downtown Brenham, on Main Street, just across from the courthouse in the Atrium Building. Also another office about a mile and a half from the Galleria shopping area in Houston. And we are licensed in 17 states as financial planners and advisors. And by the way, I want to congratulate my colleagues, Jamie and Doug. And I'll pat myself on the back for, like, what, the third year in a row we were chosen by Texas Monthly as some of the top financial planners in the greater Houston and South Texas area. So thank you to everybody listening for that. That's a real privilege. We had to compete with several thousand, I mean thousands, of other planners for that designation. So thank you all very much for that.
And yeah, we couldn't do it without our clients and our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So you will see our names on the roster there in this month's edition, by the way, the August edition of Texas Monthly.
Very nice.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Meanwhile, let's get some knowledge out here. We're talking about investing and whether it's in a retirement plan, whether you do your own investing or whatever, you do brokerage accounts, you're online, whatever it is, there's always that question. We get it all the time. We've had it in the last few weeks. Does growth investing or value investing end up winning over time in terms of return? And is there a difference in how volatile the activity may be in those particular stocks of companies that make up either growth or value investments? Now, Jamie, first of all, go over what's growth and what's value for everybody.
Say, maybe better to define what a growth company is and what a value company is. A growth, when you invest in growth, what you're looking at is you're investing in companies where the objective of the company is simply to grow the company. Now, so what that means is any profits and earnings that they have are plowed back into the company to make it grow.
So they're not paying, usually they're not paying dividends or extra interest things and doing preferred stock issues and those kind of things. They're just strictly gunning every penny they can outside of wages and expenses and that stuff. It all goes plowed right back into the company so they can get the most rapid growth that they can.
Exactly. And they're all-size companies. That's their objective. It doesn't make any difference whether they're small, mid, or large companies. If you have a growth company, their objective is to grow, not to pay out money to the investors. They want the value of the stock to grow and grow as rapidly as it can, and so they're not sending money out. They're plowing it all back in the company. Value and value companies are a little bit different. Value companies, when you invest in value, what you're trying to do is it's kind of like going to the outlet mall. What you're looking for is you're looking for things that are undervalued. For example, in the last few days when the markets were down, in general, you may have had companies that the price of their stock went down for no fault of their own.
It was just because the rest of the market was going down and they got taken along for the ride.
Just because the rest of the market was going down. And then you also have companies where maybe in a particular sector, the sector is getting bad press, but they're still a really good company. And when the volume, when the price of their stock goes down, you look at it and you say, you know, this is a really good company. They're making money. There is not a good reason for the price of the stock to go down. So you're looking for value. And many times we compare it to going to the grocery store. And if you know what the price of a can of tuna is and you see that it's less, you buy it because it's on sale. That's value investing. And there's always a big debate. There are investors who say the only way to invest is in growth, and then there are investors who prefer the value. And so what we wanted to do is over the last 25 years, this is taken from a financial planning magazine from an article written by Craig Israelson, who is an author who contributes to many magazines and a financial writer. And what they did was they looked at the returns for growth investing versus value investing from 1990 to 2015.
Okay, and they did large company growth versus value stocks, mid-size companies, small companies, right? So they tallied all those. They also looked at how volatile growth versus value was over that time.
Yeah, from year to year, what was how much did the returns vary? Mm-hmm. And that would be standard deviation. And because, again, for a lot of us, it's that volatility that makes us upset. If you don't look at it very often, and every time you look, it's down, and then it's up, and then it's down, it's kind of like being on a roller coaster, and like I mentioned earlier, kind of makes you sick to your stomach. Mm-hmm. And so standard deviation, volatility, one of the things that you look at, and can you live with that volatility? So they wanted to look at what the volatility was between growth investing and value investing also. And they did. They looked at large cap growth, large cap value, mid-cap growth, mid-cap value, small cap growth, and small cap value. And so from 1990 to 2015, for large cap growth, the average annualized return was 8.72%. That's not bad.
That's, 25 years, right?
Over a 25-year period.
Okay.
That's average. That doesn't mean that every single year it went up, but the average return over that 25-year period was 8.72%.
So this would take in the downdraft we had around 2000, 2001. It would also include the downdraft that we had in 2008.
Yeah, absolutely it did.
Yes. Okay.
For example, for large cap growth in 2001 and 2002, actually from 2000 to 2002, the rate of return was averaged about 25% on the negative side.
So minus 25%. That's a quarter of whatever you had in that particular type.
Yeah, in 2008, large cap growth went down almost 40%.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, those were negative numbers. But the average annualized return for the 25-year period was 8.72%. That's for the large cap growth. For large cap value, the average annualized return was 9.58. So
they almost had a full percentage
point
there.
Almost a full percentage point higher than the growth for value investing.
Now, was it less volatile as well?
Well, for volatility, the large cap growth, the standard deviation was 21.83, and for value, 16.76. That's substantially less.
So you've got a 5% less on how much it's swinging up and down.
Yep.
Volatility.
Volatility-wise.
And you made almost a full percentage point more.
Better. So you slept better and you made more for that 25-year period on large cap growth versus large cap value. Well, mid cap growth, what did those do? Well, 25-year average annualized return for mid caps was 10.16 for mid cap growth. And for mid-cap value, 11.15. So, again, about one percentage point higher for the value return than the growth return. Volatility was even bigger, though. Volatility for mid-cap growth was 24, almost 25%.
Mm-hmm.
And for value, 17.92, so almost 18. So 7% difference. And
well,
volatility for mid-caps.
7% less volatility, okay, in the
so
value
again,
side.
If you're investing in mid-cap, mid-size companies, you had less volatility in the value. But you would expect the reason, one of the reasons that investors are happy doing value investing is they expect less volatility. That's one of the reasons that you do that.
Now, also in value investing, would you be investing in companies that are going to pay you something extra, too? Like dividends, for instance,
mm-hmm.
or have types of shares that would throw off some sort of extra income in some way.
Yeah, and the reason that you do that is because no matter what the price of the stock does, you're at least getting some return on the money. You know, if you're getting a 4% dividend every year, irregardless of what the price of the stock does, that helps your return.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, value investing does include that. Well, what about small cap? These are the small companies. These are the ones that are the new starts, smaller companies.
These are Microsoft 30 years ago, okay,
yeah.
or whatever.
Or Apple
yeah.
or whatever.
Apple.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm.
They were small companies. 25-year average annualized return for small caps was 8.72 on the growth side. And for, interestingly enough, small cap value, now this was a surprise to me, I have to admit, small cap value return was 10.96.
Wow.
Much bigger difference on the small cap side. I would expect the bigger difference on the large cap side.
Huh.
But the small cap side, the small cap value was 10.96, large cap growth 8.72. And for standard deviation, which is a measure of the volatility, the small cap growth was almost 24, and for the value, almost 19. So in line with the other.
Yeah, you got about 5%
difference. As far as volatility, about
5%,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the mid-caps had the biggest difference in standard deviation, which was about 7.
All right. So let's get down to the bottom line on
how much money did you make,
right? So if you would have invested how much,
$10,000 in 1990.
When?
1990.
How much was it?
$10,000.
Okay. If you put $10,000 into any of those on the growth side and on the value side, and we can go over that, how much money did you make as of?
2015.
January?
Yeah, for a 15-year period.
Okay.
So for a 15-year period, $10,000 invested.
Is it 25 years?
I'm sorry, 25-year period.
Okay.
Yeah.
25-year
period. Your $10,000 in large cap growth would have grown to $80,874, and large cap value would have grown to $98,000.
Wow, it's
$18,000 difference. That 1% difference in growth.
And that was large cap growth versus large cap value.
Yep. For mid cap, the $10,000 would have grown to on the mid cap growth would have grown to $112,000. Not anything to sneeze at. But on the mid-cap value side, it would have grown to $140,000, your $10,000. And then for small caps, the 10,000 small cap growth would have grown to 80,901, but the small cap value would have grown to 134,000.
Wow, so the real numbers then real on value, money in my pocket, is pretty pronounced on these, whether it's standard deviation, less volatile.
Less volatile, and over that 25-year
period. Over a 25-year period with lots of ups and downs and some of the worst that we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
You can see what happens on there.
Yeah, and so for most of you, I can hear you saying, that's mind-numbing, the numbers are. But then when you start talking about actual dollars that you're getting, and all of a sudden that's a wake-up call. You say,
if I can make 30 or 40,000 more. And so, but again, you don't rush out and go and put all your money in one thing versus another, because when you do have a downturn, some of these things can look pretty bad.
Well, and that's
on the short-term basis. Yeah. On the longer-term basis, if you don't freak out and you've got that 25 years, then having the right blends of things with maybe taking more risk over that time period. Remember time and risk?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you've got the time, you can take more risk and end up making that extra $30,000 or $40,000 over that 25-year period, possibly.
One of the caveats that the article talks about is the fact that how many people are going to take $10,000 and invest it, for example, in 1990 and not touch it for 25 years? How often does that happen? Almost never.
because we get nervous, right? I had someone who called me day before and said, is my portfolio all right? Yeah, and this is after, the Greeks and then the Chinese market went in the tank by 8.5% over the weekend. Well, what's happening? Am I okay? Well, yes, because we, plan to manage the risk in things. That's what goes on. But you're right. Everybody wants to, when things get dicey, they're either pulling out of the market altogether and taking a whopper of a loss, like you talked about.
Right. That's generally what happens.
In some of those years, right? You see something crumble out from under you, and you're like, I'm never doing this again, and you're pulling out. And then you don't have the advantage of that 25 years. In year five, everything goes down the tank there.
You lock in your loss by getting out. And then when it goes back up, you get back in when it's expensive, which makes no sense whatsoever. But
it is true. I mean, the long haul on things is tough to accept. Even for really young people, though. And that does distress me. I hear from more and more younger people, when I go out and do 401k plan enrollments, for instance, that many of the younger ones see what happened to their parents' balance in their 401k or IRA, or even their grandparents, depending on ages here, and they say, wow, I saw them lose 20%, 30%, 40%, whatever it is, and I'm not going to risk any of my money. So what they do is they put it in something that's going to earn them like 0.25%, if they put it in there at all. And now we know they're going backwards, and they're going backwards every day because it's not even keeping up with inflation.
Yeah. Well, this one of the things this illustrates is how important it is to stay the course. Because if you had done it and you had stayed the course for 25 years, your $10,000. If we just add the three, if you had invested evenly between all three, you would have had well over $100,000 in the account just by not doing anything, just putting the money in and letting it grow over the years. Reality is, what happens if you had put the money in and 2002 you had to retire?
Ouch.
Or 2008 and you had to retire and your account value was down 40% and you had to have the money then. There are a lot of things that go in there. And also the article talks about, since people normally don't do that, let's look at 5-year rolling periods. When we come back from the break, maybe we can talk about how that works and what that meant.
I think that's more realistic.
It is more realistic. And we'll see what the numbers look like.
All right. We'll check those numbers out. And we'll also talk about what can you do about it.
Yeah.
It's one thing to talk numbers, but what do you do about it? And, you know, we're going to talk about that.
And we had talked about getting questions, and I had a real good question yesterday. It was different approach to TRS and Social Security. The question was, if I'm getting Social Security, does TRS reduce my benefit?
Oh, okay.
I have to admit, it was the first time anybody had asked
me
that.
Yeah, so we're
going
backwards on that, right?
Okay. Usually it's the other way around.
Exactly. So we're going to tackle that. Plus, your questions, by the way, you got them. We're going to take a little break. You want to talk to us on private on the good old phone? Here's your chance. 800-332-7879. Tony, Jamie, and Craig will be back with more Money Makeover Show right after this.
10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone.
Let's say you suddenly need to see a doctor. Maybe you're feeling under the weather, or you have a bug that you can't seem to shake. Or worse, maybe your child has come down with something. Point is, you know you need to see a doctor. But how do you go about choosing the primary care doctor that's right for you? You'll want a clinic that's nearby, and it'll have to accept your insurance plan. Well, look no farther than Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics. With numerous locations throughout the area, you'll find them everywhere you are. You'll also find something that other clinics don't have, the Baylor Scott & White Health name. That means each clinic is part of a large network of physicians, specialists, and advanced technology. We even make it possible for you to manage your care with our online patient portal. Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics have multiple locations, many with extended hours to fit your needs. And we accept most insurance plans. So when you need medical care, choose Baylor Scott & White Health. Visit bswdocs.com to find the location nearest you.
When you're a member of an all-star team, you know that you're one of the best. Brenham Collision Center's all-star staff and state-of-the-art equipment makes them one of the best paint and body shops in the area. They provide every customer with guaranteed color match, quick turnarounds, and warranties on all paint and repairs. So come by for your free computerized estimate. You'll always find all-star service at Brenham Collision Center, 810 West Main. Call Brenham Collision Center at 277-0433 for your free estimate today.
Hello, I'm Mr. Neglect. I paid thousands for my car, and all I do is neglect it. I never wax it. Who cares? It has clear coat on it. Of course it's going to start peeling any day. And I never clean my car seats or carpet. And who cares about the bird poop and bug splat seat and the paint off of my car?
Wow, Mr. Neglect, you need help.
I know it. Actually, I'm always going to clean it small, but never do.
Go to ProClean. They love dirty cars.
Can they clean my seats and carpet with steam instead of soapy shampoo? Can they wax it with SUV clear coat protectant?
Yep. ProClean does a great job cleaning your cars.
All right. Well, can I drop it off on my way to work and pick it up later?
Yep. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to ProClean. I ain't putting it off anymore.
For your convenience, ProClean honors American Express, Visa, and Discover.
Get your car washed inside and out at ProClean Automotive, 318 South Austin in Brenham. 979-661-1688. 979-661-1688.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the Houston Astros baseball games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tegeler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Family Motorsports and Toys, Horseshoe Junction Family Fun Park, DDM Pipe and Steel, Cruzy Village, Culligan Water Conditioners, The Truck Center, Fireplaces, etc., and J5 Tractors. Please support our Astros sponsors, and for Astros baseball, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280. Your Houston Astros connection.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. Let me give you our office number again. I know sometimes you're listening to the program. You're busy. You don't want to get on the phone right now and call us. That's no problem. Get your question together, or questions, and you got a couple of options here. You can always give us a call at the office. After we get back from being here on the radio, give us till about 10:15 or so, at least 10:30 maybe, and call us, or you can go on our website. So I'm going to give you our number, phone number first, and then Jamie's going to give you our website. So here's our phone number for the office, 979-836-2900. 973-979-836-2903. And you can hook right up with us. Just tell Sharon that you want to talk to us, and no problem. Either if we're not sitting right there when you call, we will call you back. Jamie, how about our website?
MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. All one word there, MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. Website is great. You need to go by, check out all the articles. You can listen live, and there's even podcasts available now where you can click in. If you, for whatever reason, missed a show and would like to go back, they're titled for you, so you can go back and listen to the shows that we've had in the past on those podcasts.
Yeah, and by the way, for those of you who have asked me and hadn't the chance to listen to last Wednesday's show on the 22nd of July, that program is on our website. It's a podcast. That is the very important one with Elaine Simmons, Social Security specialist, expert extraordinaire, who came to town for us. And was on the program for the hour, and then spoke at the Social Security workshop we had at the Cannery Kitchen here that day. But she has some real pearls about when and how to take Social Security, spouse benefits, all the info. And believe me, this is not stuff you see or hear all the time. So it's very, very important information for all of us to access, whether it's for us or for someone we know, mm-hmm, and love and all that stuff. Again, this is the podcast dated July 22nd, and that is on our website, available for you. And that, again, is on what?
MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. Now, also, you can go by the radio station's website at KWHI.com, and the podcasts are also available there.
Yeah, so we got you covered on that, but it is worth your while to take a few moments.
Absolutely.
And listen in to that and the others as well, but that was a super good one. All right, so Jamie, let's go back to growth investing versus value investing. Now, we already know that if you'd have done one versus the other, basically you made more money from 1990.
From 1990
through the first part of 2015.
Correct. For 25-year period.
Okay.
And we had mentioned the fact that, you know, how often does somebody actually do that, where they make an investment and keep it for 25 years and not make any changes? That really doesn't happen very often. So the article took a look at rolling periods. It looked at one-year periods, three-year periods, five-year periods, and 10-year periods. And what the statistics bore out was that the longer the rolling period, the more effective the value investing was. They call it the value premium. For one-year periods, which would be 25 periods, makes sense. Mm-hmm. 52% of the time, large-cap value outperformed large-cap growth. 52% of the time, mid-cap value outperformed mid-cap growth. And 56% of the time, small cap value outperformed small cap growth.
So that was rolling one year periods. Okay.
If we take 5 year periods, which there would be 21 of them, 52% of the time large cap value outperformed large cap growth, 52% of the time mid cap value outperformed mid cap growth. But on the small cap side, the numbers were bigger. 76% of the time small cap value outperformed small cap growth on five-year rolling periods, which if there are 21 in that 25-year period.
Okay.
And but for the 10-year rolling periods, and there would be 16 of those, 69% of the time value outperformed growth, 81% of the time mid-cap value outperformed mid-cap growth, and 88% of the time on those 10-year rolling periods, small-cap value outperformed small-cap growth. So the longer the time period, the bigger the more print value premium you had by investing in value versus growth. So that is kind of interesting.
It is kind of interesting. I think it really just points out that you need to have things blended.
It does.
Because there are going to be times where the growth end of that equation is going to outperform in any given year, right? And what usually happens to most of us is we give things a few months or maybe a year. It's rare for people to even go 5 years without making a bunch of changes and stuff.
That's correct.
And then we got a lot fewer odds to let something kind of gel up and work. But again, if you're getting closer to retirement, that's why we say, you know, you got to pull back a little bit on how aggressive you're being. In fact, we just sat with a couple that came in a few days ago, and they were concerned because they had lost a good deal of portfolio value in a portfolio they had. They got clobbered pretty hard in 2008. And so my first question was, well, were you conservative or moderate? Oh, no, we were aggressive. And these people were in their mid-60s at the time. So sometimes you got to say a little common sense has to come in, too, because I know sometimes you want to, if you think you need to make up for lost time, you didn't put as much money away as you should. I've heard people say that stuff, Jamie, over and over again. Well, I didn't put as much in as I should have over the years, so now I've got money in there, and I'm going to try and squeeze out every single percentage point of return I can. So I'm going to be aggressive to try and make up for lost time. And that is really not a great plan.
Well, and you know,
because you know Murphy's Law is going to hit
well,
you.
Well, and the truth is that most people don't fall into either being a growth investor or a value investor.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, if you're talking about a growth investor versus a value investor, we're talking about money managers.
Yeah.
The thing that you have to think about as an investor for your own personal portfolio is what meets your objectives and goals, what meets your risk tolerance, what meets your time frame. All of those things go into it, and probably you're not going to be just a growth investor or not just a value investor.
No.
You're probably going to have some of all of that in
blending
your own.
It.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit, because we said before we went into the break, well, what do you do about it? Besides trying to get that blend of things so you're not on the roller coaster all over the place, but you want to try and get a return in between some of those mm-hmm. numbers that you just got through with mm-hmm. over there, Jamie. And, you know, there are ways to kind of buffer things on the bottom, right, when the markets go down. But a lot of times they're going to buffer you on the top as well. And well, that, you know, there are trade-offs on
some
things.
One of the things to look at is if you're concerned about that, one of the considerations might be, well, are there financial products that protect me on the downside but may limit me on the upside and return? And what that means is you'll have hopefully less volatility in your investment because it will go down less. For example, in 2008, when the markets dropped 40%, if you had a limit in the particular investment that you were looking at, it would only drop 10% no matter what happened in the market. Well, you had only gone down 10% rather than 40%. But the trade-off for that is they say, well, maybe we'll only give you 20% on the upside as tops. Well, there are times when maybe the markets do, 30 or 40%, but you'll only get 20. But what that does is that what that means is there are some products out there that you can take a look at that may be available that fit your particular risk tolerance, and you still want to have some growth, but you want to limit your downside. There are some things out there that will allow you to do that, but there's always a cost to everything.
Well, and that's true, and it takes away from you on the possibilities of the upside. But hey, 20% is.
I bet.
That's a pretty big, you know, if I can sleep better at night and I know no matter what happens, I'm not going down 30, 40, 50% on something. So, you know, there's that possibility. Also, some of these products now are coming out with, it used to be that you had to tie up your money for years. You couldn't access it except in a very limited manner. Now they're coming out because of the, frankly, everybody wants to have a product where there's still access to their money
mm-hmm.
without having to wait, you know, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, whatever it is, to get it without having a big withdrawal penalty that's going to eat you up. So because people are, as we're aging as a population, I think more and more of these types of financial products are coming out where you've got some nice limits on how bad things could get. And you still have a decent amount that you can make on the upside, but you're not locking things away for years at a time. So these are They've been out there. I think they've become more popular. We're hearing more about them and seeing them and using them with some of our clients. But again, as Jamie said, things have to be right for you, no matter what it is.
Exactly.
Please do your research. If you're looking at things, considering several different options of what you're going to do with something, you know, come by for the free review. We sit with folks all the time who say, okay, I'm thinking about doing this or this. What's the best option? Well, let's take a look at it. What does it do? Mm-hmm. And we take a look at whatever they're looking at possibly doing, and we say, okay, here's how this works. Sometimes it just helps to have someone else explain the thing that you're looking at, if it's an investment vehicle, mm-hmm. and say, here's the upside, here's the downside, and just generally the mechanics. It's like looking under the hood.
It is. Yeah. It's exactly what it's like. And, you know, and the thing about it, too, is the fact that there are different financial products out there, you know, the financial industry is no different than any other industry. They listen to the consumer. And so, you know, the financial industry, when the consumer says we're looking for something that does this and this and this, the financial industry is always working on things to try and meet what your needs are that you're expressing to them. Mm-hmm. And so that's why things change over time and products change. There's always new things on the block. And the thing you have to look at is, as you had said, Tony, is do those financial products meet what you want to try to do?
Well, are they in line with your age, how much risk you can take,
mm-hmm.
what your emotions are about investing, what are you going to use that money for?
Yeah.
So all kinds of things and more are in that thing. So if you want us to look something over for you before you decide on it, you just want to get another opinion on it, that's fine. We do that all the time. Let me give you our office phone number again if you want to come by for the free review. We love meeting you anyway, and it is a free review. No one's going to shake you down or whatever. So here's the number, 979-836-2903. That's Neil Financial Group, 979-836-2903. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the question I was asked. I borrow money from my 401k, and what's the upside, what's the downside? Get that question quite a lot, so stay with us for more Money Makeover Show.
Do more for less with the Kubota L-Series compact tractor. Forged with proven design and highest quality materials, Kubota has been committed to building the industry's best compact tractors for decades. Get financing for as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during their Power to Do Great Things sales event. That's value. That's Kubota. Your Kubota dealer is WC Tractor and Brennan Bryan in Navasota.
Finance available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Builders Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Want to keep your beautiful smile? Smile Keepers General Dentistry for Kids and Adults is now open in Brenham in the new shopping center between Golden Imperial Restaurant and Papa John's Pizza. Dr. Sherma at Smile Keepers offers laughing gas to make your visit more comfortable. And there are TVs in each operatory and in the play area for kids. New patient exams start at $30 and extractions are as low as $150. Plus, they offer same-day emergency appointments. Just call Smile Keepers at 979-830-5022 to schedule an appointment. Start your day with great smiles. Smile Keepers accepts Medicaid, CHIP, most PPO insurance. Plus, they offer low cash prices and financing is also available. Dare to compare. You'll find Smile Keepers' new state-of-the-art facility, the place you want to go to keep that beautiful smile. Smile Keepers, 224 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Call 979-830-5022 for an appointment. That number again is 979-830-5022 for Smile Keepers. Se habla Espanol.
We don't take long-term risks chasing after short-term gains. We think long-term. We always have. We always will. Some may say we're conservative. They're right. We are conservative. It's your money that's deposited with us. We have to be. That's one of the reasons we're consistently rated as a strong bank.
Citizens State Bank. Local people, local decisions. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
At Tegeler Toyota, we strive to meet your new and used car needs. Whether you're looking for a car or van to head out on a summer road trip with the family, or a truck or SUV to pull your boat to the lake for some weekend camping, we've got you covered. If used is more your style, we have a great selection of used cars and trucks to choose from. Come in and see our knowledgeable sales staff, or visit us online at 24/7 at www.teglertoyota.com. We're located off of Highway 290 and FM 389. Don't pass us up or our great deals. Toyota, let's go places.
KWHI 1280 is currently airing a promotion called Summer Sequelitis. Winners are selected randomly by being the correct caller. Employees of KWHI and their immediate family members are not eligible to participate. Sponsors of Summer Sequelitis and their immediate family members are not eligible to win. By playing, you agree to the use of your voice or image by KWHI 1280 on the air during the contest or on promotional ads. By calling the KWHI contest line, you agree to the recording and use of your voice on air as part of the contest and in promotional ads. If you are a winner on KWHI, you can only win one prize per family every 30 days. Prizes not claimed after 30 days become property of KWHI 1280. KWHI and promotional sponsors are not responsible for expenses incurred other than ones stated in promotion. Prizes won on KWHI 1280 cannot be resold. KWHI is not responsible for any injury, either emotional or physical, while participating in promotional contest. A printed copy of these rules are available at the KWHI office at 223 East Main Street in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
That always makes me feel so happy.
What is that about music? You know, Monday we have the chicken dance as one of the lead-ins, and I mentioned the fact that my granddaughter had her one-year-old birthday this past weekend, and one of the cards she got was one of those music cards, and you opened it, and it was the chicken dance. And, oh, man, she just loved that. She started dancing around, moving her head up and down, swaying back. Oh, the chicken. And then she would... She would close it and open it again so it'd start all over.
Oh.
Loved it.
Well, you know, this is one of those songs, too. And I don't know, maybe it kind of takes me back in my own mind to watching Andy Griffith.
That's right.
Aunt B and Opie. Okay, all right.
Yeah, well, Opie's daughter is now starring in major motion picture films now.
Yeah.
That we're not old.
No, we're not. Of course not. Yeah. And I. By the way, if you remember those things, you really need to come in and see us.
That's right.
Yeah, because you're in that age group, aren't you? Yeah. Actually, it's even better if you're younger than that, because that way you don't have to make a bunch of goof-ups.
Right.
On the way. Yeah. If you got another 20 years or 30 years ahead of you of what do I do and how do I do it, at least getting some knowledge now puts you way ahead of most people, right, in your age group. And that's the whole idea. Get ahead on these things that are so important, like your 401k.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I had another question. I get that quite often from people. What happens when I borrow from my 401k? Right? Is it a good idea? What are the pluses? What are the minuses? Okay, this is my thing again on that. You do have, yes, most plans allow you to borrow.
Not all.
Yeah.
Most.
In fact, we have one
that does not.
That does not allow it. That's a client of ours. That's a medically oriented big bunch of surgery centers. They don't allow it. You can't take a loan from your 401k plan if you work there. Now, they've got other wonderful things on the plan that most of the rest of us wish they had, like a very generous match and a profit-sharing plan and all that stuff. But taking money out, no. Now, if you have a hardship, that's another situation. But most plans do allow you to borrow money out. How long do you have to pay the loan back if you borrow from your 401k? 5 years.
So you do have to pay it back.
Yes. So over a five-year period, somebody, whether it's the company that's running the 401k or the people that do the actuarial work and tax accounting stuff and all that stuff for the 401k plan, they're going to figure out an amortization schedule, just like a home mortgage type of any kind of loan agreement, and they're going to calculate out how much your payment is going to be every pay period coming out of your net paycheck.
So when you pay it back, you're paying it back with after-tax dollars rather than pre-tax dollars.
Yeah. Remember, most of us are putting it in pre-tax.
That's right.
To get that tax write-off break, right? Tax deduction.
But so what happens at the end of 5 years if I don't pay it back?
Then you become in default. And they do tell the IRS, by the way.
Well, yeah.
Oh, because the employer doesn't want the responsibility for that, right? Yeah. So basically, the IRS comes after you and says, oh, you've taken a premature distribution, and especially if you're before 59 and a half years of age, now you get a 10% early withdrawal penalty on that, plus whatever your income tax level is.
That's right.
On whatever that money is that you took out that you haven't been paying back on schedule. Okay, there's a possible landmine right there. Also, if you quit your job and go to a different employer, if they don't have another 401k plan for you to roll everything into and they will accept your loan and agree to continue your payment schedule if you haven't paid it all back, guess what? You've taken an early distribution again, right? So if you quit that job and they have no 401k plan, again, you either got to pay all that money back that you still owe on that loan, or whatever you don't pay back is going to be a premature early distribution if you're below age 59 and a half.
So the 401k plan is not a savings account. If you need a savings account, establish a savings account where you can go get money when you need it.
Yeah, it's not an withdrawal. Put it in. Oh, I want to suck it back out. Put it in. Oh, okay.
Nope.
And they usually won't allow more than one loan at a time on these things and a few other rules. So if you're thinking about doing this, please call me at the office. I'll walk you through all the pros and cons. What happens if you're above age 59 and a half? I'll answer that one for you, too. Again, here's our phone number, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
Yep, we'll see you Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.